Now we have our second feature, again written by Derek James, who talks about the latest novel from local author DJ Taylor. Your reader is Sarah Lusher again.
His grandfather made us laugh. His father was a much-loved radio star, and as for the man himself, he is one of our finest writers. They are the Norwich-born and bred Three T's. And how well they have entertained and informed us over so many years, and still are. First, there was T.T. Taylor, a Norwich-born music hall comedian. Then there was his son, John Taylor, MBE, of Radio Norfolk fame, the oldest local radio presenter in the land. Now there is his son, DJ, David Taylor, an award-winning author whose latest novel, Poppyland, has just been published. Don't expect a fancy laid-back yarn about the joys of living the good life in the flatlands of posh Norfolk. DJ has created a vivid and colourful look at life on the edge for people of all ages and walks of life. Each of the 13 short stories introduce us to men and women, young and old, living across the county. Their lives are colourful and often tough, but they are survivors. What is the background behind this latest no-holes-barred offering from DJ? It's a successor to Stooky Blues, which won the Fiction Award at the 2022 East Anglian Book Awards. I wrote it in the first few months of 2024 in between some larger projects when I had a bit of free time, DJ explained. I'm a Norwich boy, born and bred, lived here till I was 19, came back with a family in 2001, and I think Norfolk is full of stories waiting to be told, he said. My ambition is to bring out the strangeness of ordinary local life and commemorate the places I knew which are changing beyond recall. Many of the stories were written in Cafe Nero in Gentleman's Walk, looking down to the market, added DJ. Over the decades, Norfolk has produced some fine writers, and David John Taylor, who went along to the Norwich Writers' Circle aged 15, is one of the best. As a writer and critic, he is the author of many novels and non-fiction books, including an acclaimed biography of George Orwell, for which he won the Whitbread Biography Prize in 2003. In Poppyland, our journey begins in Cromer before heading off to Bacton, Methwold, Seapalling, Hunstanton, the Yare Valley, Brundle and many other places, not forgetting those big houses up Newmarket Road in Norwich. In the city, we head off to the market to buy a Taylor Swift mirror and then make our way down Prince of Wales Road to meet the taxi drivers, passengers and some leery kids. Get yourself a copy and be prepared to meet some straight-talking Norfolk folk.
Thank you, Sarah.